So how would you say, this 4 year, amazing human thing that happened to her, how often, and I asked you before, like kind of what were you expecting? Is kind of this what you were expecting, or is she like way longer than you normally would see?
Well, when I'm talking to my patients, I try to kind of moderate what I would expect to see. I was hopeful of this for this woman because she was, fairly young, very active, had been running before. So I was hopeful that we might be able to get her back to her sort of not pre-morbid, but the current condition. What do I tell my patients and what do I generally hope for is an improvement in symptoms. A response in terms of the spleen. Not many patients have complete resolution of splenomegaly, but what I try to do in clinical practice is drive the dose until I get a maximum response for my patient, but balancing that against toxicity and principally thrombocytopenia and anemia. What I've grown to expect for my patients is if they respond well, they then have a period of stability, but after a period of time, the average response time in the COMFORT 2 study, which we led here in Europe, was 3.2 years for loss of response. But I think it's probably a bit longer for the average patient because many of those patients went on taking ruxolitinib. They still had spleen reduction below baseline, but it was, more than 25% above the nadir. So I've got some patients who are really doing incredibly well at 6 or 7 years, but many patients will start to lose their response either due to disease progression or other features such as, added in concomitant medication, for example, after that time.